yesterday we referenced this, and we mentioned from time to time, Chris Dim only has one kidney. And this will come into play during our Heroes and Zeros segment. Biggie would be a hero for Chris Dim and give him a kidney, but only with the guarantee that Chris Dim would start taking on his characteristics. Ugh,
like the worst horror movie ever.
No, the best.
If you two were a match.
Yeah. Imagine if our lives just sort of swapped.
Exactly. Yeah. It would be a swap movie.
Find yourself at a Sheetz at 2 a.m.
Yes.
Ordering tacos.
Smoking.
Getting cigs.
Exactly. So,
you got any nerds on a rope in there?
Why am I like this?
It's because of the kidney.
Are you out of White Claw?
It's possible. I mean, who knows? That would be an incredible thing. This is the hero, a woman in upstate New York. Her name is Kate Marsh. The hero in the story is Allison Quilos. Kate Marsh had been on dialysis for years and was in a place she frequented called Tavern on the Mall, grabbing takeout food for herself and her husband. Well, the owner of the bar and grill knows Kate Marsh and decided and knew that she needed a kidney. So while she was getting her takeout food, she said, "Hey, is anybody here type O blood?"
They ring the bell, tip bell?
Yeah, and she goes, "This lady needs a kidney, and she's needed one for a while." So when they made that announcement, the woman who was also in there, Allison Quilos, thought, well, you know, I'm type O.
I got two kidneys.
I got a couple of kidneys. I guess we could have ourselves tested, she said to herself and her husband. This is the woman telling the story of the hero.
Is anybody here O positive? I got a friend that needs a kidney. And my husband and I both said, we're O positive. Not only the same blood type, we have the same tissue type, and we had common genetic markers too. And we're not related.
This was a surprise because they live in Forestville, New York, this town of 500 people. There's only a couple of restaurants even in the town. And so, but they didn't know each other. And when the woman behind the bar said, lady needs a kidney, you know, listen up. So I was, All right,
give her one.
All right, I'll do it. So that happened earlier in the year. They did the transplant surgery in May, and now the woman is fully healthy and has got a functioning kidney. This is the lady who got the kidney.
There's just so much life to live. She gave me it. She didn't know me. I couldn't have asked for a better donor.
Now they're friends, and we're sharing a kidney. That's a hero. Biggie's a hero, too. He said he'd give one to Chris Dim. But again, only
with the conditions.
Only if Chris Dim started to take on his characteristics.
Why am I eating so many Sour Patch Kids?
If you were sitting in that bar and you knew you were O positive, would you just kind of sit there and just push your wings around the plate? Man. Order a second Dr. Pepper.
Man.
Yeah, that'd be tough for you.
Can you imagine? If they said, who here's O positive? And you just fold your arms, you know. But, I mean, it's a lot to ask to give up a kidney to somebody you've never met.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have cousins.
I do.
Let's say you have a second cousin.
Mm-hmm.
You've briefly met them twice in your life at family reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a distant relative.
Yeah, distant relative.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, you're in an email chain with the whole family. Is anyone available to give cousin Kyle
a kidney?
A kidney. Here's his blood type. You know you're a match.
Yeah.
But you don't know him. And I mean, giving a kidney is a
big deal.
Unbelievable. A lot of times they say it's harder on the person donating it than receiving it. And everyone's in the family email, like, not me, not me, not me. You're the only hope. You don't really know him, but he is family. And let's say at the family reunion you met him at, he called you like a douche nozzle. Because
that's extenuating.
This is quite a story.
That's extenuating.
How long is this going to go before we get to the hypothetical?
I mean, if I had just met him a few times and he's a cousin, I'd consider it. If he called me a douche nozzle.
Like you.
I've heard your show.
You're a douche nozzle.
You're a douche nozzle.
Yeah. You didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
I probably not only wouldn't give him the kidney, I would call him and say, I bet you regret calling me a douche nozzle now, don't you?
Okay, let's remove douche nozzleness from this.
Hey, one kidney Kyle. I bet you really regret that.
I'd love to stay on the phone, but I got to go urinate out of both of my kidneys.
With no blood. No blood in my urine, Kyle. Huh? How's that douche nozzle comment working for you?
What would happen, though, to Kelly with the family email is somebody will, one of your other relatives will say, hey, wait a minute. Who's Kelly's O positive?
Or who's not responding to the email?
Well, you know the game I'd play is, well, I have a couple of emails. I never got the email.
I didn't see
it. Oh, my God. It went right to spam. It went right to my trash. I had no idea.
Yeah, I blame the engineer at work.
Man. Yeah, it's got to be my spam settings.
These filters are so strong.
Drew put up a firewall, and I didn't
update.
What can I say?
I didn't update Outlook.
So it's actually Drew's fault. You don't have my kidney.
My kidney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I guess I'd probably do it.
Yeah?
Whoa. I'm thinking
would
of
would you
some
do it for the
now.
Heroic television report after?
Yeah, I better get it, too.
Would you milk that?
Yeah.
Yes. They better send the fluff hour at least. fluff. I watched the fluff hour yesterday, and I was like, they better send. If I give a kidney to my cousin Kyle, who called me a douche nozzle at a family reunion 10 years ago, yeah.
I want it to be known I forgave him.
Yeah.
And I want to say that, too. I want to say. And in fact, they probably put out Chris Kelly, douche nozzle. That's probably how it'd be superimposed on me.
Yeah. I've heard your show. You're a douche nozzle.
All right. Fine. And that's the last thing I'd say to him before they put the gas mask on. I'm like, by the way, I know you called me a douche nozzle. I remember you called me that douche nozzle. Listen, while I was watching the Fluff Hour yesterday, Biggie watched it, and he said, this is a story that's going to trigger you. And it's totally true. We have something here at nearby called the Greatest Homecoming on Earth, GHO. It's for North Carolina A&T University. It happened this past weekend. Well, really last week. There's a bunch of, you know, activities leading into the football game on Saturday. And the town is just overtaken by GHO partiers. They love it. Well, what happened here at this week's GHO, and this is unfortunate, because this has happened to me. It happened to me once in Atlanta. And Biggie said, you're going to be triggered by this. Several people who parked in the parking lot of something called the Summit Executive Center were scammed. The Summit Executive Center is no longer in business. It's basically grown. It's an overgrown parking lot. You know, there are weeds.
But there's still asphalt and spaces.
But there's still spaces to park. Well, parking is at an absolute premium. So people were in there parking cars for $15 to go to GHO, Greatest Homecoming.
Holding up signs, park
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Now, the same thing happened to me in Atlanta when I went to a Braves-Red Sox game 15 years ago. Somebody says, park here. Park here. And they've got signs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you go in, you park, you go to your activities. For me, a baseball game. For these folks, homecoming activities. Then you come back, your car's been towed. Car's towed. For me, it cost about $300 to get the car out of the towing, the Buckhead towing. And remember, I tried to call them, and they just would hang up on me. You said, figure it out for yourself. It was terrible. Now, when it happened to me in Atlanta, there were signs that said no parking, will be towed, but they were behind bushes. You know, you couldn't even see them. There was signage here at this place too, but when the people were waving folks in to park, they would stand in front of them, cover them up, and they looked official. You know, they had signs up.
You know, a safety vest and a sign goes a long way. And, a reflecting vest.
And you're desperate for parking because parking, I mean, there
of
is.
Of course.
There is.
Yeah.
There. So one woman said, yeah, I was scammed, and what really tears it for me, because she paid $15 to park, but then $400 to get her car out of the towing yard. And what she says is, these people are taking food off of plates.
If you're taking food off of someone's plate. You don't know if that was supposed to be their mortgage payment, their rent payment. You don't know if they have a kid that's sick. You don't know if they take care of their elderly parents. You don't know. And they don't care.
I was so moved by this story. That woman there, I tried to find her on social media to say how well spoken I thought she was about that. Because I never even considered that. It's like, yeah, I had $300. It dinged me. But some people, you know, you're taking food off their plate. It's really hurting them. What she said is exactly right. Now, I don't know the social media well, so I didn't find her. And she's from out of town. But I wanted to reach out to her and say thank you for being an ally and for supporting those of us who get scammed from time to time. And yes, I have been victim of many, many scams.
Many
scams.
Know
that. In fact, yesterday, Biggie put up a picture on our social media of myself at a Halloween party, and a magician was wowing me.
Oh, yeah.
And Biggie said, caption this. Well, a lot of people said, like, golly, or Shazam, you know, a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
But one person said, look at this while I steal your wallet, which I thought, yep.
That hit home.
That's really that hit
home. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I wrote back to that gentleman, and I said, that really hurts.
And I'd like my wallet back you know him.
That magician took my wallet. My favorite part of the story on GHO, And the parking scam was the reporter who tried to get in touch with the towing company. See, I fully believe the towing company is in cahoots with the people with the signs because they make a bunch of money. They both make a bunch of money.
So, in your mind, how does this operate? The people fill up the parking lot, $15 a space.
Yep.
Then they call the towing company and say, hey man,
look at all these
check out Fifth and Main.
Right. So the towing company comes over, tows all check the cars. Out yeah, they tow all the cars. And then the towing company makes a ton of money and maybe even splits it with the original guys.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always wonder if there is a backdoor on the split there.
Or
now, that would be illegal.
Or are they just happy that they're making money? I would think that'd get them in real trouble.
That's illegal. You can't bait somebody to park and then tow them.
I'll bet you they don't split the money because of that. But the towing company knows what's going on.
Sure.
So they just are like, okay, you know, it's not our fault.
You pull up and see that. You know somebody's done something.
Of course. And I do believe that the folks who do the parking call them. And there's like a, you know, an unspoken agreement between the two. I was told that when I was told to go to Buckhead Towing. A guy standing there is like, this is a scam. Buckhead Towing's in on. And believe me, there were 40 bloated Red Sox fans in there.
In various states of drunkenness.
Yes. Yeah. And with our big floppy bellies hanging out from under our jerseys.
Raging.
Yeah. Most of them with Massachusetts accents. You know, can't park here. All of that. Well, this was an interesting part. The reporter on the story said, we've been calling the tow truck company to get to the bottom of it.
I called the business today. I asked for the owner, but the person who answered said they were not there. He then asked me to stop calling.
Not
that's
only.
That's good journalism.
That's right. Not only are we saying the owner's not here, don't call back.
Please stop calling.
We don't need you to call anymore. Then another woman said, not only were we hurt by this, but we support GEHO every year.
My husband, who is an alum and graduated in 1990, he is like, I don't want to go back to GEHO next year. We have gone every year since I can remember. We have generations of folks that we count on seeing and attending at this one huge family event, which has now been forever marred by this fully negative experience. It's awful.
Exactly. Have you seen me go back to a Braves Red Sox game?
Well, no.
No,
you have not, because that experience was marred for me.
Is that the main reason?
No, it's because the Red Sox have not been good, and therefore
tickets are
very expensive, and
you don't like to drive
that.
I bet you'd fall for the same parking scam.
I bet you'd same people.
Different lot this time, but same deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cheaper parking than everywhere else.
Listen, the stadium was 50 yards away. We had looked for a parking space for an hour, and suddenly it's like, oh my God, right here next to the stadium.
Lucky us.
How stupid am I? Sports Ryan, you have a comment on these parking guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, in this age of like treachery on the roads, everyone should have a dash cam, and somebody somewhere has got to have a video of these people. I'm telling you, it's out there. They can find these people if they really dig in. Maybe not one of the people who parked, but somebody drove by has got a dash cam. They can find these guys if they really, really look around.
Probably right. But I wonder if anybody cares enough to even, you know.
And really, is it a crime?
It is.
Well, you are.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, you're stealing money. You know, I can't come to a private lot and just park people and pass. Even if it's like if I parked them here, that would be illegal, wouldn't it? Or is it? No, I guess it's not because this is a private lot. You know, this, by the way, the lot is owned by the city. They own the building.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're parking them on city property and charging $15 a car. So it's fraud. I think it is a crime. And certainly if the towing company's in on it.
Big
but I don't believe they are.
Yeah, you'd hope they wouldn't have a legit paper trail because that's.
I think
that's big trouble.
They know, but they have plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, here's a parking lot full of people.
Now, if multiple towing companies were in on it, I wonder if that makes a difference. Mm. Or, although, you know, because when we parked downtown, there's a lot that said monitor 24/7 by such towing.
Yeah.
So maybe each lot has its own
and
designated service.
The one in Atlanta called Buckhead Towing. Buckhead is like the ritzy area of Atlanta, but they call it Buckhead Towing. Tracy, you're commenting on just that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest bunch of crooks that ever had a towing company in the city of Atlanta. I was an insurance adjuster there in the Atlanta market for about 10 years. And when customers' vehicles would get involved in accidents, we'd have to go out and complete the estimates and arrange to get them moved to repair shops if they were repairable or get them moved to a salvage yard. Buckhead Towing, first of all, it was difficult to get anyone on the phone over there. Mm-hmm. Then they made stipulations where before you could even come out to inspect the vehicle, every tow company in the city knew the insurance adjusters, because you had your badges, you had your vehicles, whatever. You come out, no big deal. Buckhead Towing, they would make you wait outside in the rain, cold, or whatever the case may be. You needed to have the exact amount of the payment already pre-printed on the check.
Wow.
And I feel like they were probably also involved in some probably identity theft schemes and things like that, because they would not even allow you to inspect the vehicles, despite the fact that you would have your employer ID badge. They wanted you to specifically provide a your driver's license,
yes,
and they wanted to photocopy it and keep it on file.
They're awful. You're right. They were awful. And to add insult to injury, when I was in there paying for this scam, there were signs all around saying, I hope we've been able to serve you today. You know, right,
Buckhead
Towing. Up on Yelp.
Yes, look us up.
The customer is number one.
Thank you, Tracy. Yes, customer service is job one. Big smiley face. Have a nice day. I handed him my $300. They're like, have a great day. Thanks for shopping. Oh, thanks for using Buckhead Towing. Oh, man. You want to give him the finger so bad. Lou, you're talking about parking scams. Go ahead.
Hello. So many years ago, probably in my 20s, when I used to live back in Connecticut, there was a little, like a little sex shop that used to kind of be closed until like 11 or 12, you know, in the morning. Mm-hmm. But right down the street is the big center where they have all the big concerts and stuff. So we used to go, you know, before the concerts, before the sex shop used to open, and we'd stand out there with a sign and tell people, you know, come in and park, $20 a park.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd get the parking lot filled up. And then we would leave. So then when the shop would open, the owners of the shop would come in. They'd be like, hey, what are all these cars doing here? You know what I mean? We didn't pay. We didn't get any money for these people to park. So we would, So we would, you know, make $400, $500, $600 and then take off.
Don't you feel terrible now about that?
Huh?
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Man.
The happy scammer.
Lou. Lou. How dare you?